Hey, everybody, on this episode of Box Office Breakdown, all hail the queen. Somebody's picking up this valuable box office bet crown. See who does it next.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Box Office Breakdown right here on Popcorn Talk. This is a show where we look back at the box office that was, and then we like to...
prognosticate.
Woo. Were we gonna do it at the same time?
I was kind of looking and then like, and hey. No.
Hey, Carrie.
That's right. About the box office that lie ahead.
I'm gonna harmonize.
Frank Marin, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie.
And hey there, my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram. It is brand new, guys. Amy Cassandra TV. I dropped the underscore. It is gone. So you can find me there at Amy Cassandra TV.
Did you do a big focus group? Was that kind of like the feedback on that?
You know, yeah.
Understood. You understood. So you were just on the other side of the window watching all that happen there, that two-way mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, the underscore. Too much. Take it out. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
Why does she need an underscore in her name? I don't understand this.
Yeah. Where we got our live chat up and running. Right. A lot of people talking.
That's right. Woo-hoo. So, folks, you can like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Throw some thumbs up there. Many of them. There we go. Just yes. There we
so
have
far
it.
Far away.
And as Carrie mentioned, the live chat is up and running, so feel free to hop in, share any of your thoughts about movies in general or anything you may have seen this weekend in specific. And, of course, we have to give a shout-out to the Neil Pumley. He's not here. He's on assignment just being Neil.
The Neil.
The Neil. That's right. Plumley. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's just jump into it there. We got our top five here. I know many of us saw multiple movies this weekend.
Right?
I guess we'll be vying to see who saw the most
movies. Wait, did
movies
you get your movie pass yet?
I did not.
Okay.
I did mine the old-fashioned way.
I got mine.
I know. Look at that. Amy got excited. Hers. It's great. she loved it.
She's like,
it's been a whole great
guys,
time.
Oh, it
no?
Has, that, no.
Oh, she hasn't gotten hers yet.
Oh, I even posted about it on Instagram, so you know it's getting serious, guys. I'm just not going to talk about it anymore. Maybe it'll show up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not going to talk about it.
Nice. No more.
All right. So we'll start off there. Number one here at the box office was Happy Death Day from Universal. Blumhouse Productions, $26.5 million.
Nice.
I know two of the three of us have seen this film.
Yep.
And that would be Carrie and myself.
Yeah, I want to hear what you say, because your tweet was like, I have thoughts. And I was like, tell. Let me know your thoughts.
Well, I already know. I mean, Carrie's got, you know, certainly, as she's talked about many times, as we were approaching the release of this film, that, you know,
there's always... other things. So now I have commentary. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yes.
No, you don't need to fill in for me. The movie is, I love something about it, is how it's self-aware. And they mentioned Groundhog's Day within the film. And I was like, oh, okay, good. I like that the movie pokes fun at itself, essentially. So that was cool.
Even though it happens all the way at the, I mean, that's a...
It's way
that's
later.
That's a stinger shot there at the end.
Yeah, and then there was a really good article that... I tagged some of the other people in that somebody was saying similar vibe movies to go watch. Though the one I kept mentioning wasn't on that list, but I'm like, I'm going to go check out the other ones, too.
Oh, all right.
So anyways, but yes, continue. Your thoughts.
It wasn't as good as I had hoped it would be.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the concept is certainly interesting, but, man, there were some choices that she made in some of her loops as she's kind of repeating this day over and over again that I couldn't quite understand. There's one without going too much. But there's one where the police get involved, and that whole scene played out so bizarrely.
The cop car?
Yes. Like
no, that was great.
No, it was so.
No, I liked it.
We'll disagree on that because she acts completely stupid in that.
I mean, she's not. Some of the mistakes she makes in the movie, I'm like, oh, fine, she's not brilliant. No, I thought it was super fun. It's not that scary because some people are like, was it scary? I'm like, no. It's just a really fun slasher movie. They don't spend a ton of time on the repeats of going through that. They do like kind of a quick montage-y thing and then draw them out longer. Some of who it is not surprising for some people. I didn't really guess it, but I wasn't surprised when I found out. Like, it wasn't like big shocker. But that's not really the point, per se. Because they even talk about it when you get the reveal, which I liked. Like, they point out the motive. What was something I noticed, and not to go into it forever, but recently, because this was a big thing on Twitter, and I noticed when I was watching the movie and afterwards, every person of color in that movie kind of sucks of their representation, I must say. Either they don't speak, literally they never speak, they are weird or like a loser or a weak character or
she gets knocked out by the protagonist.
Yeah, there's just it was kind of unfortunate that every side character who's any person of color, male or female, they're it was just weak of just like, really, we couldn't, like, literally there's an Asian girl and she never speaks the entire time. Couldn't have had her say hello.
No.
Nothing. And then,
that's so crazy.
Or there's, it's just one of those, like, unfortunate, like, you could have done better. But overall, very fun, great, in the Halloween time kind of movie, go see.
I feel like when you start doing those kind of repeat loops, you have to really be on top of exactly how things kind of play out in real time to make sure everything kind of, it's kind of syncing up. Because there's one example when she starts to include other people into what's happening.
Sure.
With her, that she goes out to kind of show, like, which you always expect, like, when they have to prove, like, oh, I've lived this before because I can tell you exactly when this, and this happens. It doesn't time out the way that it should have. It took way too long. And I'm like, well, no, then that's her whole example, it wouldn't have. It would have been already been passed.
Didn't bother me when that happened, but I could see that being a thing. And even just like in how they're having to keep it so similar every time. But it is kind of one of those like butterfly effect. Once you start changing one little thing, maybe that affects other things that we haven't witnessed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, but did you enjoy
it? It was fine. I mean, I did not hate it. I was like, okay, all right. But I felt like there was when you find out. A reveal about a killer, and they show you a flashback to something that did not happen. So I don't even know why there's something like in that
shot.
Oh,
we'll
was
talk after, because I'm curious what you're...
All right.
Overall, I'd say I thought it was cool. If you like slasher horror movies, it's a fun ride. Like, it's not necessarily, like, groundbreaking, like, oh my gosh, so original or whatever, crazy. I do like that they have the So High by Superfly something song at the end. I was excited when that song started playing.
Can you sing a little bit of it?
Nope.
I am bummed. The 50 Cent song, great in the trailer. It is not used in the film.
What? I was going to say,
I know.
Does it terrify you a little bit? No,
nope.
When you listen to it.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's at the end because the song has a lyric that says that today's, it's better something for the first time in a long time. And so I thought it was funny, Woody, and I like that song. Cool. It's a cool movie, guys.
It's cool. It's cool, everybody.
Yeah, it's a cool movie.
If you see it in the theater, you're not going to...
Again, self-aware, so I appreciated that, of like how they make fun of itself.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming number two, Blade Runner 2049, another $15.1 million. They had a 53.9% drop. I know, Amy, you've been excited to go see that movie. And I know you did with your movie pass. You went right out there.
She's like,
oh, wait, no.
Movie pass and I are not...
Got it. Understood. Understood.
Mm-hmm. Just come over to my place now.
Coming in at number three, it was also the subject of our box office bet, was The Foreigner. Our good old Jackie Chan, Pierce Brosnan coming in. It made $12.8 million.
We both saw that.
We both saw that. Carrie and I both saw that.
Did you see it?
Nope.
It's okay.
All right. Carrie, you first. What did you think?
I thought it was just okay. I just couldn't get that invested in it. Some of the fight scenes are all great. Jackie Chan is still amazing. But overall, those fight scenes are cool, but the overall pacing is just really slow. And I just don't care that much. So then I was like, I'm watching this movie. I'm awake, I swear.
It is one of those examples where when you take a movie that's, what, an hour and 55 minutes, and you cut it down into like a 2.5-minute trailer, it seems much more action-packed than it really
is. Yeah, and the action is spaced out.
Yes.
And it's not a bad, like, kind of political, terrorist-ish thriller in that vein, but it's slower paced. But I think maybe if you go in knowing it's going to be slower paced, it might be easier to, like, take it in. But I just felt it was okay. Not bad, not great.
It is, because the challenge of it is that Pierce Brosnan plays one character that is kind of getting it from both ends, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're kind of balancing two sides of the story. And there are stretches where, like, Jackie Chan kind of just, like, disappears for a little bit. And you're like, oh, yeah, oh, he's still in this movie. That's right. Which seemed weird to me.
Yeah. And there's just, there's two female characters that actually look super similar. And so there were a couple times where I'm like, wait, which one is this girl? Which one is it? Because it's the wife and the other woman.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm like, there's not many, so that's pretty easy. There are some times where they look very similar, depending on the lighting. So I was like, who are we looking at right now? Because, like, there's not context or something, so I don't know.
For what he was doing, because I know Jackie Chan's been saying he wants to transition from just being an action, maybe a little bit of a comedy guy, to showing more of his dramatic side with bits of action. How did you feel he did dramatically with what he had?
One note, kind of. But, I mean, that's his character. It's his true. Character is on the, I need to kill the people that killed my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, that's his motive. Which, I kind of almost want that, like, so do you feel better now? Like, that won't bring her back, but do you feel better? They don't have that conversation kind of a thing.
Very true.
Which, that often happens in any revenge story afterward, is kind of the, either, like, the warning, like, it won't bring them back, you won't feel necessarily the same kind of satisfaction, but, I feel it kind of just ends, too. The ending was like, and we're done?
Yep, there was.
That's the end. Okay.
There's something with the British law enforcement that you're like, oh.
That's it.
All right.
Well, and it's the scene right after that, and then that's when it goes to black, and then you're like, we're done?
Yeah, that was it.
Was it?
That's sad.
But no. As I mentioned, it was the subject of our box office bet. We all did many bets there, but the only bet that really matters is Amy Cassandra bet $13 million. Much to the derision of some other people, she's like true to her guns.
Yeah, and
look at that. She now gets to have what she has now provided for us. The box office bet crown. She'll be able to wear this for the week. Please wear this all around.
I will
in real life and take photos of you wearing that.
It does actually fit on top of the headphones.
Nice.
Yeah, it feels great to be back.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this next week goes, and I don't know if I'm going to bet 13 again, because it brought me luck this time. I don't know.
You can move off while you're, you got a hot hand, so just step off and go like, all right. Do something else.
Yeah.
And of course, as always, as I'm so on top of these bets, the person that was farthest away, though, I do not know.
It was Neil.
It was Neil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, look, maybe that's what he's doing tonight, guys. He's going to see the foreigner to get his own
getting
work done.
Ahead of game.
That's right. There you go. But I mean, I certainly feel like I'm sure. I know what you're going to say. Happy Death Day is better than The Foreigner.
Oh yes, I had way more fun watching Happy Death Day, and I even had a moment early in the movie. I'm like, why are we enjoying watching movies about people killing people? But somehow with this one, it's comedic, and again, like later of motive, I like they make fun of that too. I just felt a Foreigner just was like, I don't know, didn't pull me in enough.
Yeah,
if you had to see one, I go with Happy Death Day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm letting my love of Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan kind of sway me over. I think I enjoyed, it was fun to watch both of them, but I'd probably give the edge to the Foreigner just slightly, just because it's like, it just hits those kind of little twitches in me. So, yeah, all right. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in number four on the box office bet is It from Warner Brothers, a new line, another $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then five, the film that Amy Cassandra can't get enough of, The Mountain Between Us, another from Fox, $5.65 million.
Is it ridiculous to say that I'm almost trying to boycott the movies until I get this movie pass?
It is ridiculous.
No.
Because
I felt that way too. I'm like, why am I going to spend money when I'm about to get it for free?
Legit come at any time. So I want to watch these movies badly. And I am watching movies, just not in the theaters.
Fair enough.
So I'm still getting that.
Okay.
It's so difficult, honestly. Taking it a day at a time, guys. Yes.
All right, before we jump in to start doing stuff next week, I know we've also seen some other films.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, as you speaking other films that you've seen.
What you were talking about
the scary
your poll.
Yes. So in Halloween, I mean, in October, I like to watch scary movies.
Good choice.
So I've been polling people on Instagram, so you guys are welcome to follow me there, Amy Cassandra TV. Based off of these movies, so Slither, 71% of people polled did like it. 71%.
It's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. It was a recommendation by Neil.
Good. Good choice.
Disgusting. But so good.
Yeah.
Zombieland, 57%. Yeah. It was nice.
Wasn't as enthused as Slither, but I liked it.
Yeah, it was nice. Cult of Chucky, 55%.
What do you think?
Liked
of it?
It.
Okay.
Not great. Okay. Not great at all. There are certain iconic parts of Chucky that is just like his little feet, like that little shot of him running, which I find adorable. We had a few of those, but most of it was too fake. And it takes place inside an asylum. Mm. So it's a completely different situation. Everything's not dark. Okay. It's all bright. Anyway, The Happening, 17% of people did like it. People do not like this movie, but I actually really did.
Wait, that's one where Mark Wahlberg is...
Yes,
yeah. Killer and Zooey Deschanel.
Yes. He looks up,
I didn't watch it, but someone told me what it was, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's towards like the dark days of M. Night Shyamalan.
Don't need to see that one.
I actually liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
You were
because
one of those
it was
few
different.
People.
It was different, and I wanted
it.
It's
better.
I think it was because different people were confused by the characters and what they were going for. Like,
they
is it supposed to be goofy, or was it supposed to be like a horror film? Like, is it? It was really weird. Like it's tonally deaf. Like,
like, here's the thing: there are certain parts where you are gonna laugh, and that's okay because sometimes you have to laugh when you're scared.
Okay,
right. But that's how you survive.
But then you'll enjoy Happy Death Day then.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Okay, The Gallows. 33% of people did like it. It's the found footage movie. It takes place in this high school. 33% of people liked it. I really, really liked it.
I've never seen it.
I was like, no.
It's worth a watch.
Okay.
And then lastly, The Thing.
That's a really good movie.
Our engineer's favorite.
I know, engineer would freak out about that.
Yeah.
I love The Thing.
It's, so 69% of people liked it.
That's kind of low.
It is.
I'd give it at least a 75%. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice, and I think it really picks up at the end.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Very, very
good.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, nope, not familiar with The Gallows. Thanks for pulling a picture there for us. I was like, no.
That you can't tell me. It's about a play, and it's really cool. I really liked it.
Oh, okay, I remember seeing the ads for this, but I never saw it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got excited, because I was like, wait, I remembered a movie I did watch on Netflix. I watched XX, the female-directed horror anthology where it's four horror films, and I'm sad to say I was kind of disappointed. Oh, I was so bummed. I was like, oh, this is gonna be cool. Let's see this movie, like indie horror, female directors, great, let's check it out. Out of the four stories, I'd say only technically two are horror. The other two are like not quite. And
they're thrillers.
No, they're more macabre, like they're dark, but they're not really horror. Also, out of four, I think almost three of them out of four all deal with, like, motherhood is such a big plot line. And I'm just like, okay, woman and motherhood are not exactly, like, synonymous together. They don't have to be, like, just because it's a story about a woman doesn't mean she has to be a mom. I just find that very, like, I don't care. So I'm just like, oh, tuned out. It's a mom story. I don't care. They were out of four, two of them I liked a bit, but they were... I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, 50% batting average. You're kind of like, you want a little bit more than that. At least 75.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The bridge, though, between the films was really cool. It's this weird, creepy, stop-motion animation dollhouse. It's like walking around a house and like it can like touch and move things. That was actually really cool, which is funny. I'm like, I like the bridge part more. But it's on Netflix. I mean, you guys can check it out. But overall, I was like, I wanted more.
All right.
Yeah.
Quick shout out before it goes by there. Sarah, in town here. It's her last day in LA. So hope you had a great time here. Hope you had a lot of great food.
Woo.
And have a safe trip back. Yes.
She actually found the AfterBuzz studio.
That's great.
You can find us on Google.
There you go.
Oh, and then I do a quick shout out because I talked about it before because I saw an advanced screening of it, but it's coming out. I think this weekend, the 21st, A Silent Voice is the anime film I was talking about where it's a girl who is deaf and this boy bullies her in middle school and then they reconnect in high school and like talks about relationships, anti-bullying and, you know, how do you deal with that? And it's actually really good. I liked it a lot. So that one's coming to theaters, I think select theaters, I think on the 21st. And then Tokyo Ghoul is still in theaters through, I think, about the 22nd or the 26th.
Nice. And you saw a film also.
Yes, an advanced screening of Wonderstruck.
Yeah.
So Julianne Moore's in that. And it was very nice. It's by Amazon Studios. And it's a little bit slow at the beginning, but into the second act, it does pick up and you start getting a little bit more involved. There are two main child actors in it, and I think they do a really good job. The girl, amazing. And she actually never utters a word the entire movie. Okay. And it's part of it. It's really cool. At the end, I think there's this one scene where you're like, holy moly, they just recreated this whole thing with little... It's a little bit stop-motion-y, but they get really creative, and I think it's a breath of fresh air. It's totally different. I did write a little review about that on AfterBuzz, so be on the lookout for that.
Well, look at that. Yeah. All right. I saw American Maid. That was...
Really? Oh, I was probably going to check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, and then Dr. Marston and his Wonder Woman.
Is that one good? I want to see that one, too.
It was one of those, because it's based on a true life story, where, you know, of course, if you're gonna if you do it in a film about a polyamorous relationship, you cast it with really attractive people. So it's like,
all
right.
They're all gorgeous.
Well, and then at the end, you see photos. And you're like, whoa.
Oh, all right. No.
That, in real life, that would not have been so much fun to watch. Okay. So, yeah, definitely they were spruced up in the casting for this
film.
Hey. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So, folks, of course, we got our box office bet. Amy Cassandra rocking that crown like she was born to wear it.
I feel like I should take it off.
No, you got to keep it on.
Obnoxious.
Nope, keep it on. You've earned it. Wear it with pride.
Okay.
So we've got four films vying for your consideration for the box office bet coming up here. So start feeling ready to start chiming away in the chat about which films you want, like, or which film you'd like us to bet on. And up for consideration is Geostorm, the new Gerard Butler film. Yes, Amy.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Yes.
I will be on the red carpet for that tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
Nice.
I'm super excited. I've never been at a red carpet at the Chinese Theater.
It'll be exciting. Well, technically you have.
Oh, I have. As Georgie. This is true.
Well, that was a black carpet. But.
Will you be dressing up to prepare for a geostorm?
You know, that is a good idea.
You never know when one of those geostorms can catch you. Mm. We also have Only the Brave from Sony Columbia. That is the firefighter film with Miles Teller, Josh Brolin. The Snowman, the murder film
that
based on
cool.
our book. Yeah, it seemed kind of interesting there with Michael Fassbender.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I love me some Fassbender.
And really? The movie that's going to get Carrie Lane out of bed and to the theater this weekend.
Well, technically, I have to make up for it and go watch the first one first.
That is Tyler Perry's Boo to a Medea Halloween. Oh, man. So, everybody in the chat, just while we're... Do the bet, but then also just let Carrie know, is she really going to be lost if she's coming in at part two? Is this going to be really throw off? Does she really need to invest in seeing part one before she goes part two this weekend?
Well, technically, I need you because that's an old box office bet. True. Awesome. I got a backlog, guys. I have not forgotten. I just... catching up on the new movies. I finally saw a few opening weekend.
So before we do the bet real quick, we're just going to do a little box office rewind of somebody that's in one of the upcoming films. And I thought we'd do a little look at Jennifer Connelly, who's going to be out in Only the Brave, and do a little look back at her films. Coming in at number five was The Dilemma for Universal back in 2011, $17.8 million. Anybody see that?
No.
I don't see that one. Number four, He's Just Not That Into You from Warner Brothers, 2009, $27.7 million.
I think I did.
Amy's smiling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a romantic comedy. I'm all about.
It's one of those, like, Gary Marshall... I don't know if Gary Marshall is actually the one that directed that one. But it's just a little compilation, and it was fun. It was nice. There are certain character arcs that you like more than others, and Jennifer Connelly's was not one that I liked just because it was a little bit depressing because... Oh, I'm not going to spoil it for you guys.
Okay.
Just, yeah. All right. It's nice, though.
Number three, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the Fox remaking of that film from 2008 with Keanu Reeves, John Hamm, like Jennifer Connelly, $30.4 million. I thought it was... That movie was just fine. Mm, I was hoping to see more, and it was just like,
okay.
Keanu was just fine in the movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was whatever.
Number two is Noah, which I never got a chance to see this film, but I should probably check it out, from Paramount. 2014, $43.7 million. Seeing Russell Crowe building that big old arc.
That was Aronofsky, too. Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Came out with Mother this year.
Mm. Mother?
Mother?
Mother.
And finally, this is one of my least
favorite... I saw that one.
One of my least favorite comic book films there, Hulk, from Universal, 2003, $62.1 million.
Eric Bana one?
Yeah. That's,
oh, wow.
Like, there's some, like, some visually, the way that it's edited and the transitions.
Because I've seen all of them.
Were kind of interesting, but, like, oh, man, Nick Nolte was cuckoo bananas.
Okay.
And, like, Eric Bana, like, the first time, the reason he hulks out is he's doing paperwork, and then he gets mad, and, like, that's the first time he hulks out.
That's
like,
how I feel when I do paperwork.
That's, you that know? Is, boof.
Yeah.
Not great. Not great.
Mark Ruffalo, for me, will now always be Hulk.
All right.
For right now. Sorry. Yep.
So we've got our, we're going to do our box office bet, folks, so keep chiming away in there. And we'll do our top five for what we think is going to be next week. So we've got four films entering into the competition. What do we think is going to stay? What do we think is going to be cast aside here from our top five?
You know, we didn't think so before, but Tyler Perry's The Boo did really well last year.
It does. It does.
So it's one of those, I almost wouldn't be surprised if it went to number one kind of thing. Like, it's popular.
That's true.
It is a popular franchise.
Okay, so I guess the first thing, do we think that Happy Death Day can hold on to number one? Amy says no.
I don't think so either.
No.
I think Boo 2 is going to destroy.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, how much are you thinking?
Well,
I'm just getting feedback.
I'm not good with numbers, so I'm not good at math. So I'm not,
wow.
Okay.
I wouldn't trust my own numbers.
Question is, how much do we think people are going to be excited about Geostorm or Snowman? Because Geostorm, I was like, that trailer. It's a natural disaster kind of movie, but I just was like.
I know.
I mean, Gerard Butler's in it.
Yeah. But and a lot of people do like natural disaster movies. It's its own category.
Scare me.
In a way, that movie has to kind of like read the room, in a sense, because it's pretty. You know, we've had way too many natural disasters.
Yeah, that
to be
too.
Like, I think people would be put off
by
that.
That is the other slightly weird thing with The Foreigner too, is watching like bombs go off on like in airports, buses, and things, and in London, and that was just slightly awkward to watch and uncomfortable at this time. It's like,
well, like The Snowman seems intriguing, but it's only on 1,800 screens. So I also feel like that's not going to do as well. I mean, Geostorm, for as good or as bad as it may be, it's in over 3,000 screens.
Okay.
So
I'm liking, we got Howl's Hollywood Reviews. Go with Boo for the first one. Then Geostorm, Happy Death Day, Snowman, and then what's your five? We didn't write a five.
Boo, Geo.
Man. So, yeah, it feels like. It seems like people feel like these four are probably going to knock everything off except for Happy Death Day.
Could be. Because they did so, like, meh, and now people are like, new. Something new. I'll go with Boo. Boo 2 for place number 1. Geostorm for number 2.
I think it's Happy Death Day for 3.
Yeah.
I was looking at Happy Death Day for 3, but then do we think Snowman can be 4? I'll go with Snowman for 4 and 5 Blade Runner still holding on.
So only the Brave not making it in.
Only the Brave has 2,400.
Yeah.
Okay. Only the Brave is 5. But then Blade Runner totally knocked out the top 5? Eh, it's possible.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Only the Brave is 5.
All right. All right. I'll go with that. Amy Cassandra, any dissenting opinion?
No.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are come to the...
Wait, what about you? Did you agree?
I agree. Carrie Lynn, cool, you speak for me. Carrie speaks for me today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. All right. So... Yeah. We're about to do our box office bet right there. We are going to be doing a bet on whichever film the chat room has decided we need to bet that on. I saw a lot of talk going for Geostorm. So we'll see in a second if that's going to be the case. We'll do our box office bet. And the way the box office bet works is that we'll each make a bet on what we think the opening box office gross for that film that you have chosen will be. Mm-hmm. Whoever's closest gets to rock this super cool crown that Amy Cassandra is wearing, as well as the title of Prognosticators of the Week. I mean, this is basically, it's like Amy Cassandra's title to lose. Oh, Boo. Oh, Boo.
Yeah, Boo won.
Well, we all said it's number one, so.
Great. Oh, all gosh. Right. Boo. Yeah, and of course, the loser will have to go see this film. Please let's let her hope it's Carrie Lane so she can just marathon these babies out and knock it out. All right, so Boo Madea Halloween is going to be on 2,250 screens there from Lionsgate. Mm. All right, we're all thinking it could be number one. Oh, I should have looked up and saw what last year's
did. I'm looking up that right now. I'm like, what was it last year?
What?
Okay, last year, where'd it go? Where's my box office? Opening weekend, it was 28.
Ooh, okay, 28.
But it was number one.
All right.
And that was number one ranked with 2,260 theaters.
And I got to say, Tyler Perry, man, his audience is consistent. So they're enthusiastic. Could see it going something very similar. All right, I'm probably...
And then if it got number one at 28, that totally works because we had... Happy Death Day, number one at only 26.5. Yeah. So,
and that's with more theaters. Mm-hmm. Happy Death Day has more theaters.
Okay.
How many screens did it open up on? Does it say there?
Happy Death Day.
Ooh, what was that? Hold on, I just
3,100.
No. Ah. It opened at 2,260.
Oh, all right. So, oof. Okay, but it's a sequel, so there might not be. All right. It's
10 more.
Ten more theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. 10 more. I could tip it over. Okay.
Okay.
All
no.
right.
No.
Okay. Amy Cassandra, as the reigning champion, what is your pick?
Here's the thing. I always go with my first. Okay. But I didn't.
Oh.
And I think Stardrew was trying to help me out earlier.
We got Kendrack in at 28.
There.
Sarah at 26. Stardrew.
Okay.
What no range. Howls is at 30. And
I'm scared.
We got whatever. Courtney at 30. Wow. Zias at 35. You guys are aiming kind of high.
Okay. Well, hey. 27.5.
I did 28.
Well.
All right.
Great minds.
Hey.
This is going to be.
I'm calling it right now. Frank's going to take it.
Yeah.
Please let that be the case. I do not want to see this movie. I do not want to see it.
I kind of want to see it.
All right.
I do.
Great.
Well, marathon the first one, then we'll go watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Tanya says 25.5. All right. I hope that wins so
that
we win.
No. Yes. Tanya, that's a terrible choice.
Yay!
Go see this film. Tell all your friends to go see it multiple times. Please. That's going to do it for this.
Classy says 22. Even better. Further away for you.
Folks, you guys are going in the wrong direction in the chat. That's what I'm going to say right now. That is the wrong direction. Get behind this movie. Make sure Carrie Lane gets to see it. She's desperate to be able to bookend this great adventure. She's going to see what it started, and she's like, I need to know how this ends. No. Give her that opportunity to find out how this great series ends. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown, but the fun doesn't stop here. Just get started. You can like us on Facebook, give us those 5 stars on iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and while you're there, why don't you throw some thumbs up on there? Yes! And if you're watching this even after the show's air live, feel free to comment down below. Carrie, what's a question you'd like to hear them, to have them comment on?
Favorite Halloween-themed movie sequel? Because it's Boo 2, so what's your favorite Halloween-esque, any genre in any franchise? What's your favorite number 2 of that film?
Intriguing. All right. Yeah. And if you wanted to continue the conversation with us even after the show's over, Amy Cassandra, without the underscore.
Without the underscore.
Where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Amy Cassandra TV, just like that, on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. I will be watching some more scary movies and doing some polls on Instagram, so feel free to follow and take part in those.
I didn't even know they did polls until I saw you there. I was like, that's cool.
It's new.
That's new, yeah. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And right after this, doing Star Trek Discovery with Frank, and then Monday night's Marvel TV news. And this week is an episode of The Con Guy, a branch off of The Scare Guy. We talk about conventions. And then Tuesday, horror movie news during the daytime. And that's it for you.
Well, look at that. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at happygojackie_. I've taken Amy Cassandra's underscore and co-opted it for my own. You know, she wasn't using it anymore, so why not keep it for myself?
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. All right, folks. And the Neil Plumley, you can follow him everywhere on social media at the Neil Plumley. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching us here on Box Office Breakdown. We'll see you back here next Sunday night for another episode right here. So go see some movies.
See ya.
Yay!
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.